This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's not every day that the largest employer in the country partners with a local manufacturer. So it was a big deal when Walmart announced its investment in Buddy's, a family-owned plastics business in Union, Missouri. The company is boosting manufacturing in each of the 50 states. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports.
In the middle of a large factory, Buddy's chief operating officer Scott Metz shows visitors the machines workers use to create its products. Metz grabs a handful of plastic beads from a box. When melted, they can be molded into a variety of shapes.
In seconds, it goes from a pelletized form to a liquid form, back to a solid form in whatever form that is, whatever part we're making at the time.
Buddy's has been in business for 25 years. The company originally opened in Wentzville and moved its production to Union in 2007. Every day, 140 workers transform plastic parts into milk crates and plastic containers. Those workers have received a lot more company over the last few years. The Walmart-fueled expansion is creating more than 100 manufacturing jobs. 5 years ago, the retailer pledged to spend $250 billion to boost manufacturing in the U.S. Mark Hortzman is the Senior Vice President of Sales at Buddy's. He says that the investment by Walmart helps Union as much as it does Walmart.
One of the great things about the partnership with Walmart is we're able to continue to grow our product base. By doing that, we expand our product portfolio and we're able to sell into other retailers. We can sell more products into Walmart. All that means additional jobs in our facility and additional dollars to be spent by our employees.
This marks a big shift for Walmart, which has long depended on overseas suppliers to keep prices low. Michael Lindsay is the Director of Public Affairs for Walmart. He says that the company wants more U.S. manufacturers to make its products. That could help Walmart reduce its reliance on overseas production.
If you make a product that you see on the shelves at Walmart, but you're not selling, come reach out to us. Touch base with us and let's find a way to get those American-made products on our shelves.
Analysts say domestic investments by large companies have increased, but what Walmart is doing is out of the ordinary.
It is significant, and I've seen any other retailer even throw out a number even close to being even of that size.
That's Brian Yarbrough, a senior consumer research analyst at Edward Jones.
Walmart's the one that's really pushed the envelope on the number and the size, the sheer scale of it.
But Yarbrough says the company has a history of exerting pressure on the factories and companies it works with. He warns that the bottom lines of those companies could suffer if Walmart is committed to keeping prices low.
In the past, there's been manufacturers that have said it's difficult to make money with Walmart because they put so much pressure on you to lower your cost and, you know, to them, and you can't get that low and make a lot of money at it.
Buddy's employees aren't worried about the potential pressure. They see the investment from Walmart as a sign of its continued support for the company. Many credit its investment with giving them opportunities to move up. Adam McFerrin has been a Buddy's employee since 2008. At a press conference, McFerrin says Walmart's investment gave him a better future.
Buddy's at one time was just a job, a way to get to the next week. Buddy's is no longer just a job, it's a career.
The Walmart-Buddy's partnership will continue for about a decade. It will include an expansion of the factory this summer. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.